This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise, if you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendover. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And finishing up this last hour before I head on out of here. We all know all this screaming and crying that we're hearing from the money junkies about how many people are on disability and they're milking the system and they don't deserve social services. And then we get this bizarre story out of New Jersey about a former New Jersey police officer, Christopher Onesti. He's now living in Pennsylvania, and he is collecting a permanent police disability pension for life. Because at some point he supposedly stapled the ring finger of his non-shooting hand, and the state authorities ruled he's totally and permanently disabled. That is a bit of a stretch. Even if it's one of those heavy-duty launch-with-a-gun staples here. Modern surgery can do wonderful things. I almost sliced off this finger with a hunting knife when I was younger. Fortunately, my doctor, like myself, was a fan of five-string banjo, and he did a really good job of putting me back together so I can still hammer on and pull off and play Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Apparently, this pension is going to run costing the taxpayers about $2 million because this cop stapled the ring finger of his non-shooting hand and has been declared permanently disabled. Boy, oh boy. We have been talking about the hypersensitivity of schools over what we would consider to be normal human behavior. How this 6-year-old boy was charged with sexual harassment and threatened with suspension for kissing a female classmate on the cheek, apparently. And she apparently wasn't all that upset about it. But the teacher, oh, you can't do that. Fortunately, the school felt the public backlash and the suspension was canceled, and supposedly this 6-year-old has been cleared of sexual harassment charges. And my comment on that was an observation by Wilhelm Reich, commenting on the rise of Nazi Germany, that contrary to the images put out in movies like Cabaret, the actual Nazi society was very sexually repressed, especially starting with the young, because psychologists will tell you this increases the state of anxiety in the population, which makes it easier to control them. And yes, there's sexual excess for the ruling elites. Look at Caligula. So now we're getting another story, and this is out of the Daily Sheeple. This happened in a high school. Now, Sam McNair is a 17-year-old student at Duluth High School in Georgia. And apparently, this student gave a popular teacher a hug, a side hug, standing side by side, put his arms around the back, and just gave her a squeeze. And it was caught on one of the school's surveillance cameras. And he didn't kiss her. And it certainly isn't, you know, a hug is not sexual harassment, especially if the teacher doesn't object to it. We all have teachers that we hate growing up. And we have those teachers that, those magical few that inspire you. I have a short list of about six teachers who really significantly changed my life and were a benefit. And because children are, especially in the current economic situation, they're spending more time with their teachers than with their parents. Yeah, there's going to be some affectionate bonding forming there out of that constant in the classroom. The teacher is paying attention to these kids, and the kids want attention. There's interaction going on. Theories of math and physics and science and all the rest of that stuff, they're becoming friends. So caught up in youthful exuberance, he gives this teacher a side hug, and he's suspended for a year on a charge of sexual harassment. And this goes right back to what I was saying, that Wilhelm Reich was writing all about. I'm going to have to hunt that quote down now and read it to you. Let's see if I can find it here. What are they doing to our kids in those schools? What are they doing? Apparently, there's another story over here, apparently, and this was coming out of IntelHub.com. Apparently, police infiltrated a school, posing as 11th graders. They get some very young people, probably coming out of the Police Explorer program, and they enroll them in the high school as students, and they're actually police. And they just did a sweep of this whole undercover investigation. They arrested 25 students. We don't even know what charges they were arrested on. And it raises the possibility, are we looking at real crimes being committed by high school students, or is it more entrapment to justify further tyrannical encroachment on the educational system? It's just amazing, amazing stuff here. All right, I found that little quote that I'm going to give you. This is Wilhelm Reich talking about, being quoted as talking about sexual repression under the Third Reich. Suppression of the natural sexuality in the child, particularly of its genital sexuality, makes the child apprehensive, shy, obedient, afraid of authority, good and adjusted in the authoritarian sense. It paralyzes the rebellious forces because any rebellion is laden with anxiety. It produces, by inhibiting sexual curiosity and sexual thinking in the child, a general inhibition of thinking and of critical faculties. In brief, the goal of sexual suppression is that of producing an individual who is adjusted to the authoritarian order and who will submit to it in spite of all misery and degradation. At first, the child has to submit to the structure of the authoritarian miniature state, which in this case is the school. This makes it capable of later subordination to the general authoritarian system. The formation of the authoritarian structure takes place through the anchoring of sexual inhibition and anxiety. So when you hear about schools that are suspending six-year-olds for kissing a girl on the cheek, or this high schooler who gave his teacher a quick little platonic non-sexual hug, that's what's going on. No wonder our academic scores are plunging. The schools aren't educating our children. They're indoctrinating them, conditioning them to be obedient robots to the coming New World Order. And it's cutting the throats of the future economy of this nation in the process, because these kids are coming out of school not able to compete with the students that are educated in free countries, who are not being indoctrinated to the same extent, and therefore have more time to talk about math, science, logic, engineering, agriculture, chemistry, the things on which you build an economy. Now, getting over to the computers and getting back to what Catherine Albrecht was talking about, with all this spying and security going on, a lot of people are starting to get off of Facebook because of the privacy abuses there. And it turns out now that when you are typing into Facebook, it saves everything. And by everything, I mean if you type something in there that's embarrassing and then you say, I decided I'm not going to share that, and you delete it, Facebook still has it. Facebook keeps your deletions. I've often wondered how Facebook in its early days was meeting its revenue needs, and it looks like it was just set up to be this part of this gigantic data collection system. Now, we're getting more and more word out of Japan regarding Fukushima. TEPCO is now admitting that, in point of fact, following the meltdown, they weren't able to cool the cores of the reactors. And maybe in hindsight, they should have been a little more honest about it, because they weren't. They kept saying, oh, it's all under control. Reactors are cool. Reactors are stable. It's zero. We're everything's perfectly safe. And the evidence continues to prove quite the contrary. We'll be right back with more. Join us on the air. We'll be right back.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe. And a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Forgot to put up the master volume there. Aloha. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones here. Paul in Canada. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mikey. You asked for people to come on in and get on the air, and I decided to give you a call. I just couldn't believe Catherine Albright calling in there and telling everybody her story about Obamacare.
It's pretty ugly. And sadly, it's not the only one we're hearing. There was that other story the other day about this guy who's dealing with a son with serious illness. The son can't even take care of himself. They've just been notified they're losing their insurance coverage, and none of the Obamacare policies they find are going to provide for the medication this kid needs. And yeah, it's just a very covert way for the health insurance companies to drop those people who dare to actually get sick and need the insurance company payout.
You know, Mike, I would like to ask you a question, if I could.
Sure.
I can't believe that, you know, I know that it's really good to have, you know, these free market principles and, you know, but when it comes to government, I think at this point now they're pretending, you know, to have, you know, free market principles and they call in all these insurance companies and, you know, cook up some deal and then, you know, come out with some kind of thing. But wouldn't it just be better, like, and everybody's against it. I know that, Michael, like, I know it's not a socialist country and I know it's against the DNA of the country, but wouldn't it just be better, really, like, than rather have what you have now to either go back to what you had before or just go to a completely single-payer thing where it just comes out of your taxes and everybody gets the same treatment. They can go to any state they want, to any hospital they want, and they just give their health number and, you know, they get the treat. Or what do you think, Michael?
Well, if the health of the American public were the actual purpose, then that would be a good way to go, and it's certainly the way a lot of other countries work, like in Europe. But the whole point of Obamacare was not about the health of the American people. It was about finding a way to take more money away from the American people and give it to the already rich corporations. That's fascism. And if Obamacare is rescinded, which I know it's going to be a fight because the money junkies never willingly give up another tube into your wallet, they'll say, let's go back to what we had before. And you're absolutely right. Of the three possible options, a capitalist free market solution, a socialist solution, what we wound up with is the worst solution, which is the fascistic one. And you need to understand, Americans are in this very, very awkward situation because in these other countries in Europe that are being branded as socialistic, they pay high taxes. But out of those taxes comes education, health care, good roads, good schools, good hospitals. Here in the United States of America, we're paying the same high taxes. Then we're told we have to pay for our own higher education, going deeply into debt for that. We have to pay for our health care by buying these hideously expensive health insurance policies. We can look around and see that the infrastructure of the nation is being collapsed because the wealth of this nation is being strip mined for the benefit of the Wall Street bankers, for Israel, and the war machine. It's a wartime economy. They don't want to admit that, but that's exactly where we are. And the way Obamacare came out, it is absolutely the worst possible way to approach the issue of health care for Americans because its agenda was never health care for Americans, but finding another way to take money out of your pocket to keep this little Ponzi scheme financial system ticking along until somebody else is in office and takes the blame for the collapse.
You know, Mike, I really think because it's in the DNA of the Republic to, you know, do things for yourselves and, you know, be self-sufficient. I really think that you should go back to the system you had before. I don't think you should really go to, you know, a socialist system or anything like that. I don't think people are really, you know, there's a lot of people probably still left in the country that don't want that. And I think you should just go back to the system you had before and just, you know, let people pay for what they can afford and let
you... Well, you know, there's another way to look at that, and that is the fact that a lot of those Americans who are opposed to socialism, they think that's what Obamacare is. They don't realize they got snookered as well, and, you know, they've sort of, all right, Obamacare, and it may be socialism, and they don't realize it isn't socialism, it's fascism.
Yeah, that too. That too.
Mm-hmm.
There's
okay.
The other side. Yeah, absolutely. And thanks a lot for taking my call. I just wanted to bring that up because... You know, there's, like you said, three options, and two of them have been ignored, and the worst one is the one that has been given to the people. And
forced on the people, forced on the people. And
yeah,
by the way, there's a fourth option, and that is you stay away from those doctors, and you stay away from those pharmaceutical poisonous cocktails they're trying to sell you. And, you know, you take care of yourself. That's the fourth option, is to just get away from that system completely and live your life to the best quality that you can. Because remember, in my theory, cancer is caused by being fondled by people in white laboratory coats.
Sure. Yeah.
That's where I think it comes from. All right, Paul, got to let you go. I'm going to take another phone call. Chris in Cleveland. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Doing great.
All right, just one quick thing I got to say. I appreciate, you know, this show you're doing because, you know, you and a couple other people really woke me up to the system we live in. I do appreciate it. I listen to y'all every day.
And, yes.
Yeah, my question is, what do you think about us going back to the old type of way we use money when it wasn't backed by anything before King George put the Currency Act on America when we was just using, what's it, I think it was called Skrill or Scroll or something? That Benjamin Franklin, you know, told the, you know, King, you know, how we was, you know, using, you know, how our money system worked, you know, wasn't really backed by anything, it was just off of good faith by the government and people. What do you think about us going back to something like that?
Well, there are reasons not to go back all the way to that particular system, but definitely this idea of an economy based on borrowed money that's created out of thin air, it's very obvious it's not working. We don't like it here in the United States of America. The Europeans don't like it in Europe. They're still trying to force it on us because they're getting insanely rich just creating money out of thin air and loaning it at interest. I definitely favor going back to a government-managed currency based on some commodity of universally recognized value. Now, I don't support going back to a silver or gold standard because in order to work as a monetary base, the commodity has to exist in ample enough supply to guarantee currency to all levels of the economy and all necessary sectors of investment and to preclude hoarding and manipulation, which you get with silver and gold-backed currencies. So you need a commodity everybody recognizes that can be created and grow as the population does to avoid those shortages, which is why I favor the electro as a new currency, where the unit of currency is based on a kilowatt hour of electricity. And this will stimulate research into efficient power creation, efficient power transmission, storage, better batteries. Anybody can create wealth by putting up solar cells and windmills on their property. The treasury would basically be a clearinghouse where that power would be tokenized in order to have the certificates and tokens in your pocket in order to carry out the commerce. And the power would be deliverable from the battery, which would function as a bank, on demand over the wires. And the advantage of that is as the population grows, so does the money supply by default. And that prevents manipulation that we saw. And again, any system, any government is only as good as the people who are put in control, which is why we can never allow ourselves to be lured back into simply assuming, just because the teacher in the public school told us, that our politicians are naturally superior people that we should never question or doubt. I think that myth has definitely not withstood the test of time. Chris, we're coming up on a commercial break. I'm going to let you go here. Thank you very much for the phone call. And let's see, what do we have trending here? Apparently, there are accusations that the UN's Syria aid is another covert way of trying to supply materials to the hired mercenaries. Apparently, tons of weapons are coming across from Turkey. We're going to take a break from for some commercials, and we'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we were talking before about TEPCO finally coming out and saying that, yeah, they knew the reactor cores weren't being adequately cooled following that disaster, and maybe they were wrong to not admit that. And the situation has reached the point where everybody's sort of hemming and hawing and saying it's inevitable that all of that accumulated highly radioactive water that has been piling up is just going to get dumped in the ocean, because this very expensive processing plant that was supposed to remove the contamination from the water so the water could be recycled or the water could be disposed of without being radioactive, that really hasn't worked out all that well. This is the world's worst man-made nuclear disaster. By far. Chernobyl is a distant, distant second off in the distant haze. Now, a lot of people are starting to wonder about those General Electric reactors. General Electric which, by the way, owns NBC, which is why NBC's been at the forefront of saying, oh, really, they've done all that they could do, everything's safe. They're dealing with some whistleblowers that have come forward to say that GE has known there are design flaws out there. Now, there was a story, I think we mentioned it last week, where apparently at least 23 of the General Electric commercial nuclear reactors across the nation have been found to have cracked stainless steel pipes attributed to faulty welding techniques when the plants were built in the 1960s and 1970s. So these most dangerous of infrastructure systems were not being assembled properly. And it's almost eerie. I think back to that movie China Syndrome with Jack Lemmon. He did a fabulous job on that. Jane Fonda was in it. Young Michael Douglas was in it. And the film became famous because it talked about shoddy reactor design and construction, cover-ups by the industry. It was soundly thrashed by the corporate media. And then, of course, Three Mile Island happened. And all of a sudden people said, oh, there's a valid concern here. Now, over at Pacifica Radio Archives, and we have this link on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, they had an interview. Peter Faulkner and James McKenzie were interviewed by Lindsay Auden, talking about the design flaws in the GE reactors. And then apparently a whistleblower, Dale Bridenbaugh, who was a former engineer for GE, said there is a critical design flaw. It was so bad, all the Mark I reactors ought to be shut down. Now, I mentioned this briefly yesterday, but I want to cover it again because it's important. Even I can spot a design problem with the General Electric reactors. And it goes back to the definition of the word SCRAM. Now, SCRAM is an acronym for Safety Control Rod Axeman. And it originated at the University of Chicago when they were doing some reactor design work connected to the Manhattan Project to build the bomb. And they were building a big nuclear pile, which was just piles of graphite blocks and fuel rods and control rods, to see whether a controllable nuclear reaction could happen and be controlled. And because it was new technology and they didn't know, they had a simple control safety mechanism. The control rods were raised and lowered from inside the nuclear pile by way of a rope that went over a pulley down to a motor that was controlled from the control panel. But in the case that the motor or the control panel malfunctioned, they had a student with an axe and a little wooden block that the rope was just above. And at the first sight of any problem, alarm bell, radiation alarm or anything, his job was to cut that rope so the control rod would be pulled by gravity back down into its position of maximum control to shut the reactor down. That's where the expression to scram a reactor comes from. So looking at a diagram of the General Electric designed reactors used at Fukushima, and some were built by GE, others were built by Japan from GE's plans. And oddly enough, the control rods are not lowered into the reactor from the top. They're pushed up from underneath on hydraulics. And I'm not sure why General Electric did this. Maybe they just wanted to keep the top area of the reactor, where the steam is being generated, uncluttered. But if those hydraulics fail, there is no backup system like cutting a rope that will slam those rods back into the reactor. If the hydraulics fail, gravity is going to pull the control rods out. If the hydraulics simply lock up, you're stuck there. Maybe General Electric was evading somebody's patent about control rods lowered in from the top. But this approach of shoving the control rods in from the bottom, you are designing out one of the most basic traditional systems for safety in nuclear reactors. And the reason I'm making a point about this is I got a very nasty email when I posted an article that came out of Washington's blog about if General Electric knew its reactor design was unsafe, why aren't they getting any heat for Fukushima? And they were screaming at me for demonizing General Electric, which shows they don't actually read my website, because the question I have about Fukushima and its reactors has to do with the safety systems that did not work following the disaster. These safety systems use very standard Siemens digital controllers that are ubiquitous all across nuclear power plants, factories, manufacturing. It's a standard item. I've worked with them myself designing a computer-controlled animation camera. They're very nice units. They're the very units that were being infected by the Stuxnet computer worm that was set loose to try and destroy Iran's nuclear facilities. And we know Stuxnet was around Fukushima, in computers around Fukushima, before the disaster happened. So my first finger points at those Siemens controllers, and why hasn't somebody grabbed some of those non-volatile memories and scanned them to see if Stuxnet is in there? Certainly General Electric would be well motivated to do that, because if they can find Stuxnet in those Siemens controllers, General Electric's off the hook. So is TEPCO. And I can almost imagine the amounts of political pressure that are being brought to bear on General Electric and TEPCO and the government of Japan not to go looking for that. Because if it turns out that Stuxnet did turn Fukushima from being a minor tragedy to a complete catastrophe, then the blame for that goes on these people who are programming, creating, and still deploying these cyber weapons, who are risking nuclear meltdowns in their desire to get that bad old Iran here. Now, still talking about radioactive contamination, and China is apparently now banning importation of seafood harvested from the west coast of the United States. And there may be a little economic tit for tat, but don't forget, they're also blocking GMO corn. And we know that the problem with this radioactive contamination isn't diluting across the expanse of the Pacific Ocean. It's that if sea life off the coast of Fukushima become contaminated, like a tuna or a sailfish, and they migrate and they come over to San Diego, they're still just as contaminated. The radiation isn't reducing. And brief exposure to radiation isn't the problem. If you inhale or ingest one of those nuclear particles, it just sits in your body and radiates and radiates and radiates until, just through the law of averages, eventually enough DNA is damaged and you succumb to cancer. Which is okay, because cancer is a profit opportunity in the United States of America. Cancer is a $240 billion a year business in Canada. They're just raking it in, and all that money goes away if somebody actually cures cancer. The gun grabbers are at it again. They're trying to exploit the anniversary of Newtown. They're trying to exploit this Arapaho shooting, even though the only dead person is the shooter himself. And now we're finding out a sheriff's deputy on the campus stopped the shooting from getting out of control. Our shooter is anti-gun. They won't tell us what medications he was on. Now we're getting this bizarre story coming out of New Jersey that apparently young kids can be charged with a felony for illegal weapons possession over a BB gun. A BB gun is now an illegal weapon in New Jersey? That's nonsense. That's the first gun you give to a kid to get him used to the idea of handling the weapon safely, is you give him a gun that he can't kill anybody with. Oh, we don't trust people with guns. We don't trust people with fireworks. The fireworks for New Year's are here in the stores in Hawaii. It's an insult. They're party poppers. They're different colored party. That's it. Party pop. Pull a string. That's it. That's your New Year's celebration. They don't trust us with anything with a fuse or that actually goes bang. Going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY, StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 polar bears, $4 gas, 3 felt automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and the fear-mongering documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, as you're aware, last week, to much adulation and acclaim and fanfare, the House of Representatives very rapidly and overwhelmingly passed a new budget deal. Now, remember, the last time they hit the budget impasse, it was all about the repeal of Obamacare. That was the sticking point. But now the GOP has realized Obamacare is self-destructing, and it's going to take the Democrats with it. So they had no opposition. Sure, keep Obamacare. Yeah, you can have all the Obamacare you want. And they passed the budget, and everybody said, oh, it's going to sail through the Senate. Apparently not. And Senate. Some of the senators are standing up to it, and there's a lot of finagling going on. And it all comes down to the fact that if you look at the actual details of this deal, they're not very good, certainly not for the ordinary American people. As I mentioned earlier in the show, in the middle of this budget crisis and how do we pay our bills, the House of Representatives said, oh, by the way, we're going to give Israel 3 times more money than even the president wanted. Which shows you where their priorities are. A lot of giveaways, a lot of budget and support for moneyed interest, Wall Street, financial, a lot more money for the Pentagon, killing machines, war. Where's the budget axe falling? It's falling on ordinary Americans. Social programs, veterans benefits, all of that. And this is apparently, at least to some extent, a sticking point over in the Senate, who seem to realize the American people are really getting sick and tired of all their wealth being taken away and nothing coming back except public relations. We took your money, but look, we're doing good things. We're fighting global warming. They should declare victory with all the ice that we're getting here. And so now we have this story, which should really rankle all of you in the military or who've been in the military. Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York, believes it's time the U.S. military veterans do their part for America by agreeing to a cut to their retirement benefits. Okay, because of course, you serving veterans, you haven't done enough for America yet. You know, you're going out and fighting these wars of conquest for the bankers. Ah, yeah, that's just expected. There's nothing special about that. It's business as usual. At the same time, of course, Senator Schumer is absolutely convinced that Congress should not have to take a pay cut because, after all, they've already sacrificed so much for America. So, Chuck Schumer, veterans haven't sacrificed enough and should give up their retirement. Congress has sacrificed way too much and shouldn't even begin to consider having to cut their pay or benefits. And, of course, they're just raking in additional dough from the Israel lobby, the pharmaceutical lobby, the banking lobby, the NSA intelligence lobby, the security industrial complex. Do they realize how obvious they are to the rest of us? By the way, we're in the Christmas season here. Claire and I actually went out caroling last night, and apparently some children were caroling outside of Speaker of the House Boehner's office when the Capitol Police rushed up and said, "You can't sing here. This is your last warning. If one of you sings another note, you'll be arrested." Talk about the Grinch. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, let's see. Terre Haute has passed an ordinance to deal with businesses that sell what is considered drug or tobacco paraphernalia. They're not selling drugs. They may be selling tobacco, because that's legal. But especially with the advent of all this e-cig technology, it's starting to look like people just enjoying nicotine are carrying around a little portable chemistry set in their pocket. And apparently we have to get that under control. So Terre Haute passed an ordinance that forces businesses selling this paraphernalia to purchase a permit that costs $60. So it's okay for you to sell the drug and tobacco paraphernalia as long as Terre Haute and the Drug Enforcement Administration get a piece of the action. So that's how government works. They're not fixing the problems. They just want a piece of that action. We've had another story of police brutality. And Jesus Huerta basically was in the back of a police car with his hands handcuffed behind him, died of a gunshot wound to the head. The official police story is that he committed suicide with a gun that the police did not really realize he had when they arrested him. Sitting in the back of a police car, hands handcuffed behind his back, shoots himself in the head. You think about that one for a little while and start to understand why the police really aren't trusted that much by the American people any longer. Remember, the numbers have come out. Since 9/11, the police departments of this country have murdered more innocent Americans than all the terrorist acts, including 9/11 itself, all the gang-related deaths. All of that stuff. The police are a leading cause of murder in this country. Now, something for you gamers and for you security and privacy freaks. Apparently, Xbox One has a new little wrinkle in their latest game program, NBA 2014. Apparently, when you're playing the game, if you speak a profanity out of frustration, you will be handed a technical foul, because under NBA rules, when you're actually playing basketball on the court, if you swear, that's a violation of the rules, because we don't want to shock the audience, because even though the United States is showering white-hot flaming death over innocent people all over the planet, we don't use bad words to prove we're a just and moral people. And if you're an NBA player and you use a profanity, you get a technical foul. And now the Xbox One, specifically the Kinect, is listening to you while you're playing the game. If you swear, you get a technical foul. I thought these games were supposed to be about relaxation. And now our games are listening to us to make sure we're not using bad language. If you are caught up on the beauty treadmill, as so many are, there's another chemical for you to be watching out for. And it's called methylisothiazolinone. It's a large mouthful. It is on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. It is used as a preservative in all kinds of products, body lotions, wet wipes, face wash, all that stuff. Apparently, it has been linked to an epidemic of eczema and allergies, and it is now under ban, consideration for ban in Great Britain. And it is a reminder that you need to be very careful of all these chemicals that are in all these products that you are sold at the store, because it used to be in the good old days that government existed to help protect the people from the abuses of these greedy corporations. Because we know corporations, that's what they're going to do. Make money selling whatever they can. And we pay taxes to the government, so the government will keep an eye and make sure, well, you really ought not to be putting that in the food or the hair cream or the lotion or whatever. And as we have descended into fascism and government aligns with the corporate financial interests, we have seen so many of these government agencies that are ostensibly there to protect the public interest not doing that at all. They just sit there and collect their salaries and play games on their computers and pretend like they're there to solve a problem. But under pressure from lobbyists in Congress, they're told to look the other way at these things. You got to be very careful about these chemicals. And we've warned you about the ones where we know there's a problem. And the real danger are chemicals where the problems haven't surfaced yet, because the way testing is set up, you know, we're going to soak some animals in it for 30 days. If they don't die, we figure it's safe. And what they're not testing for, and we certainly saw this with the GMOs, are problems that surface after 6 months, a year, 2 years. Okay? And so really got to be very careful. You should never automatically trust what's coming out of that supermarket or pharmacy or, for that matter, the shopping mall as a whole. All right, there's the music. It's time to get out of here. A reminder, Ryan Dawson will be taking the show for the next 3 days. I'll be back here Friday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, stay skeptical, stay informed. Please support Republic Broadcasting. You have no idea how important it is. We could be gone next year without your support. Aloha, America.